from sugarless to fat-free. You'd think we'd seen it all.
Yep. Protein never tasted this good.
But the era of protein-packed products has arrived, though not everyone is on board.
Bro, I just went to Walmart the other day and found out there's a protein popcorn. Why do I need protein in my popcorn?
Starting today, Starbucks is jumping on the bandwagon, offering a new line of protein lattes made with boosted protein milk. But the coffee chain isn't the only big name capitalizing on the trend.
Lots of protein, all under 500 calories.
Subway's new Fresh Fit menu also joining the movement.
If you are a restaurant right now, is this kind of the hottest place to be?
If you have a protein-focused menu, that is considered healthy. It not only generates sales for the restaurant, it improves the consumer perception of that restaurant.
Retailers are also hoping to boost sales. Supermarket chain Kroger recently launched 80 new protein-focused products under its Simple Truth brand, and PepsiCo announcing it will be adding protein to some of its name brands by the end of the year, too.
You want in on this?
On what?
Dude, a protein shake. I said, let's buffen you up.
The push for protein even making an appearance on the small screen.
Valuna Farm. Vanilla Farmer Protein.
To the phone screen, with influencers and celebrities like Khloe Kardashian getting in on the craze, promoting protein products of their own.
Cloud popcorn, my protein popcorn. Good, right?
And there's proof of the push. In a recent survey, 70% of Americans said they're trying to consume more protein. Yet health experts say where you get your protein from really matters.
Consumers might not be realizing that they're getting added sugars with the added protein. Whereas if you're eating eggs, meat, yogurt that's unsweetened, you're getting this protein source in a whole food form that's unprocessed.